بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب الوصية بالنساء. الحمد لله. This is the 34th chapter of Riyadu Salihin. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought this chapter on treating women kindly and properly, so treating women well. قال الله تعالى وعاشروهن بالمعروف. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and live with them in kindness. Allah instructs the men of this ummah to live with their wives with kindness, bil ma'roof. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَلَن تَسْتَطِيعُوا أَن تَعْدِلُوا بَيْنَ النِّسَاءِ وَلَوْ حَرَصْتُمْ فَلَا تَمِيلُوا كُلَّ الْمَيْلِ فَتَذَرُوهَا كَالْمُعَلَّقَةِ وَإِن تُصْلِحُوا وَتَتَّقُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to that man, that husband who has got more than one wife. And of course, this is allowed in Islam. A man is allowed to have till maximum four wives at one time. And this is a lengthy subject on its own. Nonetheless, when a man is married to more than one wife, it does happen sometimes that he is unable to be equal as far as his love is concerned towards each one, as far as giving them the expenses, the allowances, and spending the number of days with them, that has to be absolutely equal. So the allowance for each wife has to be equal. He cannot give one wife more than the other. Spending the time with each wife, that it is also extremely important that they have to be, has to be equal distribution. Beyond that, a natural love that the husband has for a particular wife, that is beyond his control. He will love one wife more than the other. Like a person, a father has 5-6 children. He loves all his children. He doesn't hate any one of them. But it is natural that he might like one daughter more, or one son a little bit more than the others. Like that, we have parents. We love both our parents. But sometimes we find the person who loves his mother a bit more than the father. So this is something which is beyond man's control. What is in our control is giving equal distribution as far as allowance is concerned and spending the equal number of days or nights with each wife. That is something that is compulsory. But beyond that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had few wives, and then he would make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma hadha qasmi, wallah, this is my distribution as far as giving them the allowance is concerned, and in spending the nights with each one. So this I have done equally and properly. فَلَا تَلُمْنِي وَاللَّهُ, do not reproach me regarding that which I am unable to have control. So هَذَا قَسْمِي فِي مَا أَمْلِكُ, in what is within my capability, giving them the allowance and spending equal time with them. وَاللَّهُ, this is what I was able to do, and this is how I have distributed my time and allowance with them. فَلَا تَلُمْنِي فِي مَا لَا أَمْلِكُ فِيمَا تَمْلِكُ وَلَا أَمْلِكُ. وَاللَّهُ, don't reproach me in that matter which you have control of and I don't have control of, that is putting a natural love for one of the wives more than the other. Yes, he should not despise a wife and treat her harshly and cruelly, like the Quran says, وَلَن تَسْتَطِيعُوا أَن تَعْدِلُوا بَيْنَ النِّسَاءِ. You will never be able to maintain perfect justice between wives. See how important it is to understand the ayat correctly in the correct context. Somebody might just take this verse and they see how Islam is such a cruel religion, ma'azallah, that they are talking about not having, you will not be able to maintain perfect justice between the wives. You haven't read the ayah before it. وَإِنْ خَافَتْ نُشُوزًا أَوْ إِعْرَاضًا فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِمَا إِلَىٰ آخِرِ الْآيَةِ. So in context, what this means, when a man has more than one wife, then it is naturally not possible to maintain perfect justice as far as the love is concerned. He loves all his wives, but it will be not possible to love them exactly the same. So this is what Allah Ta'ala is referring to. وَلَوْ حَرَصْتُمْ, even though you may desire to do so. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَا تَمِيلُوا كُلَّ الْمَيْلِ فَتَذَرُوهَا كَالْمُعَلَّقَةِ. It should not be such that you ignore one of the wives in such a way that you incline towards the other wife and you leave this wife suspended. Suspended meaning as though she's got no husband in her life, that nobody is seeing to her, although she's married. Nor is she divorced. So she hasn't got a divorce from you, so she can't marry another man. Nor is she getting any relationship from you as the husband. So she is like a person who is suspended. Allah says, do not do so. فَلَا تَمِلُّ كُلَّ الْمَيْلِ فَتَذَرُوهَا كَالْمُعَلَّقَةِ Do not incline to one wife and leaving and abandoning the other wife, then you will leave her suspended. وَإِنْ تُصْلِحُوا وَتَتَّقُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمًا If you make peace and adopt taqwa, then most surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most forgiving, most merciful. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم استوصوا بالنساء خيرا فإن المرأة خلقت من ضلع وإن أعوج ما في الضلع عالاه فإن ذهبت تقيمه كسرته وإن تركته لم يزل أعوج فاستوصوا بالنساء متفق عليه وفي رواية في الصحيحين المرأة كالضلع إن أقمتها كسرتها وإن استمتعت بها استمتعت وفيها عوج وفي رواية لمسلم إن المرأة خلقت من ضلع لن تستقيم لك على طريقة فإن استمتعت بها استمتعت بها وفيها عوج وإن ذهبت تقيمها كسرتها وكسرها طلاقها. These ahadith, the meaning is, Rasulullah says, that accept from me good counseling and advice regarding your wives. Istawsu bin nisa. I'm giving you wasiyat, advice regarding your wives. So listen and accept this wasiyat from me. This is what Rasulullah is saying. And then Rasulullah says, فَإِنَّ الْمَرْأَةَ خُلِقَتْ مِنْ ضِلَعٍ A woman has been created from a rib. وَإِنَّ أَعْوَجَ مَا فِي الْضِلَعِ أَعْلَاهُ And the most crooked of these ribs is the one which is right on top. And this is from the rib of Adam alayhi salatu salam, right from the top rib, which is most crooked, from which Allah ta'ala chose to create Hawa alayhi salatu salam. Now, this was the first man in this world, Adam, and the first woman. And Allah ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam from sand. Then Allah created Hawa from the crooked rib of Adam alayhi salatu salam. And why crooked rib? And how Allah Ta'ala is explaining to us, or showing us, or Rasulullah is showing us, that a woman has been naturally chosen by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to be created from a crooked rib. This doesn't mean she is crooked in her nature, and she's an evil person. No. Islam shows great care, compassion, and gives a woman her such significance and importance that no other deen gives. And Islam teaches us, in fact, enforces and compels us husbands to take care of our wives. What is meant in here? That a woman is naturally weak in many aspects compared to a man. So, if a person wants to enjoy his wife, then he will have to enjoy her in the manner in which Allah has created her. She is delicate. She is weak. This crooked rib right on top is a very weak bone. So it is a very delicate aspect in a person's life. If you are trying to make your wife like a man and expect her to do chores that a man does and behave emotionally as a man should be, then you are going to harm this natural disposition in which she has been created. What are you going to do? You're trying to bend this crookedness to make it straight. If you're going to do this, Rasulullah says, فَإِنْ ذَهَبْتَ تُقِيمُهُ كَسَرْتَهُ If you're going to try to bend it and make it straight, you're going to break it. And what is breaking it? وَكَسْرُهَا طَلَاقُهَا That means divorce. But if you want to benefit from her, then you have to remain or enjoy her in this condition that she has this crookedness in her. She has this weakness in her. A woman will cry easily. A man may be stronger. A woman will make some demands. A man has to be tolerant. He has to overlook these things. Seems she may nag sometimes. She may want something. Of course, what is against Sharia, then a man should not comply. But generally, we're talking about normal things. A woman would want something. A man should not be niggardly and miserly. And he should be compassionate towards her. Okay. She has family. She wants to visit her parents. A man should not be hard upon her. She requires certain allowances. She wants something. She is feeling like eating something. Then a man should be able to see to her feelings, her emotions, and see to her needs. So this is what the hadith of Rasulullah is explaining, that a woman is created from a crooked rib, and if you are going to try and straighten this crooked rib, you are going to break it. But if you want to enjoy her, then you have to enjoy her with this crookedness, meaning this very good, very delicate nature of her, this weakness she has in her in many aspects compared to a man. Yes, there are many, many women in this world who they outdo men and supersede men in various aspects. We're talking women in general, Allah Ta'ala has created them in this weakness, and this is something that all women should accept. That Allah Ta'ala has created you this in this way, and this is the reason. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala expects the man to take care of you. A man cannot make demands that is beyond your control and beyond your emotions. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to understand. If we understand this, then all those couples who are getting married and who are married, of course, will be able to have a blissful married life. Because in small, small, petty things, the husband makes demands, or he wants to then throw his weight and show his strength and power, and he tries to make this woman straight, he is going to break her, and this breaking is talaq. You want to enjoy her in her delicate nature. We mentioned the hadith 2 or 3 weeks ago, where Rasulullah said, Allahumma inni uharriju haqqa al-da'ifain. Wallah, I deem sinful the abuse of the rights of two weak people, al-yateem wal-mar'ah, the woman, the wife, and an orphan. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah.